As a representative of homeowners impacted by the devastating effects of defective concrete, I will communicate why the proposed concrete levy is an ill-conceived tax and should not be implemented in its current form. For the thousands of families across Ireland enduring life in unstable structures that are impossible to heat or riddled with damp, black mould and dangerous electrics, the concrete levy comes as insult to injury. It is clear from the statements of the CIF reps the concrete levy will be passed directly onto consumers. So the cruel irony is that the affected homeowners, the victims of this scandal, who are already burdened and paying it in every physical and psychological way possible, with onerous financial burdens and the loss of a cherished home, are now being told to take another hit. In a letter dated the 10th of February 2022 to Michael Doherty of the MICA Action Group, Minister Dara O'Brien states, the scheme is a like-for-like remediation grant. Such a statement is contradictory. It conveniently glosses over the facts that the scheme only allows for a very basic build to pre-2008 regs, so immediately excludes all houses built after 2007 or those to a higher spec. It does not include foundations, flooring beyond a certain amount of tiling in kitchens and bathrooms, retaining walls or bison slabs. In addition, pre-2008 materials such as insulation, boiler systems and electric wiring cannot be sourced, so modern equivalents have to be used. And that's before you even mention construction inflation. The latest SCSI figures reported that cost to rebuild a house nationally had risen by 21%, while in the northwest, costs rose by 26% and between 18 to 20% in the west. Quantity surveyors report witnessing a 30% increase in the cost of concrete in the last year. So the reality for most affected homeowners before they even lay a single block is that they are looking at a shortfall of tens of thousands of euros between the scheme allowance and the real costs of rebuilding their home. Pensioners, people near retirement, those on low incomes or having gone serious injury or illness cannot borrow. Parents trying to get children through college are now being forced into an either-or situation. Young families are being saddled with yet another layer of debt. And all this is going on while we are in a cost of living crisis. So if you are an affected homeowner forced to rebuild your home through no fault of your own, you are caught in a storm of financial hell. So to some, 2K might not seem that onerous over the cost of a house. But if you're already looking at 30, 40, 50,000 euros, an additional 2K, which you just don't have, pushes the prospect of rebuilding your home just further out of reach. And please remember that those affected are also taxpayers. They will contribute to the multi-billion cost of this crisis, as well as pay on an individual basis to restore their houses. So let's get back to why this levy is needed in the first place. The levy is needed because of whether by design, negligence or ignorance, manufacturers were allowed to pump defective concrete products unhindered onto the Irish market for years on end. The multi-billion euro cost is directly proportionate to the level of failure of the now disgraced regime of self-regulation. Even the name, the MICA Concrete Levy, has insidious undertones. It somehow implies that taxpayers, that those who have the MICA homes are somehow responsible for this extra burden of cost of those trying to buy or build a home. A more appropriate name would be the failure of effective governance of the concrete industry levy. The gaping omission with the blanket levy is accountability. It does not pursue or target manufacturers who are known to be culpable and instead reinforces a message of no consequences to producers who have obviously breached regulations. The concrete levy says to the industry, you can violate regulations, you can wreck and endanger people's lives, you can be the cause of a multi-billion euro cost to the taxpayer, but there are no consequences. And the very same companies known to have supplied defective concrete products are still turning a multi-million or even a multi-billion euro profit operating unhindered and unchallenged in the market today. The levy will not touch them. And even worse, the Housing Committee heard from an industry professional in June of this year that it's believed that defective concrete products are still entering the market. Given where we are, how can this even be possible? Tánaiste Laoghaire Varadkar recently stated that he was disappointed that there had not been any prosecutions in relation to defective concrete. Well, if the tánaiste is disappointed, can you imagine how those who have had their lives shattered by this scandal are feeling? Try stressed, incensed and exasperated. And yet, we still wait on the long-promised appointment of senior counsel to investigate how best to pursue the offenders. So, until government grasps the nettle and overhauls a broken regime of self-regulation with an effective form of government, taxpayers will continue to be asked to sign a blank check to remedy the violations of an industry without accountability. Thank you.